Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Despite what their moms told them, they just aren't talented enough for radio. Unfortunately, anyone can have a show these days. Sean.
Well, I'm pretty hard to figure out sometimes. In fact, I can't even figure myself out sometimes, so don't you try to.
Joe.
You're an idiot. And really, a disloyal person.
This is the Cuse Militia. Those two unapologetically biased orange-blooded homers, Sean and Joe.
It's the most bullshit thing I've seen in 30 years.
Welcome, orange men and ladies. Happy Sunday. This is the Cuse Militia with Sean and Joe at Cuse Militia on the socials. Go there, join the militia. After being down 59-43 with just over 16 minutes left to go in the game, Richmond would come off the bench to help chip away at a 16-point deficit, helping the Orange to the eventual 107-96 win over Buffalo. You'll hear from us. We'll hear from you in fan feedback. And the 4-2 Fighting Irish will head to an empty dome to take on the 6-1 Orange this Tuesday. We'll let you know what we think. I saw that game slated for 7 o'clock and 12 o'clock. It's 7 o'clock, right?
Yeah, 7 o'clock.
All right. Good.
That's where it's at.
Good. A little bit of Syracuse football news. Joe Melifonwu, he's going to declare for the – already did declare for the 2021 draft. So he will try to make his way to the NFL, and we wish him luck. That's kind of a little bit of a hit for us, but we did get – what do you think?
I can understand. I don't think he really has anything else to prove.
Yeah.
But if he wanted to stay for, I didn't see it coming, but I can understand.
I didn't either, but I get it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Garrett Schrader, we talked about him a while back. It was either right after football started or right before it started. Transfer from Mississippi State. He comes from Charlotte. He was a 4-star recruit by Rivals, according to Rivals and ESPN, as reported by Noon's Magician. He was ranked 7th best dual threat quarterback in 247's composite rankings. He's going to have 3 years of eligibility remaining. Not sure if he'll become immediately eligible because of the NCAA rules. They're still reviewing the free transfer process for 2021. But, Joe...
If that doesn't happen, I swear.
Well, you'd think, though, because he was recruited as a quarterback and they switched him to wide receiver, his reason for leaving is because he wants to play quarterback.
Right.
You would think.
During a year of COVID as well, right?
Right. And so you would think that he would be granted that waiver. Like, what would hold that up? I mean, it wouldn't surprise me, but I'm just saying he's not playing the position he was recruited for. He wants to play quarterback, not wide receiver.
Well, in his numbers, his freshman year really wasn't that bad. But another coach recruited him. He played his freshman year. He started some games. Looked like he gained some momentum. Then the coach got fired. Brought in Mike Leach, who's mainly air raid. So he wants a pocket quarterback, someone who can throw the ball down the field. And I'm not saying this guy can't, but dual threat, he rushed for 6 touchdowns, 500 plus yards as a freshman. So he came in, changed the quarterback, and actually they moved him to receiver. And so when you talk about the fact of not having the same coach that recruited you on top of the fact of another coach that's trying to move you to another position because you don't fit his system in the position that you want to play. I think that's 100% grounds to be able to get that waiver accepted anyway, on top of the fact that it's COVID year and everything like that. You know, the only thing that might hurt him is the fact that he did play 4 games this year. So,
yeah.
But it's a good get. Good get.
Yeah, I feel like it was good. We talked about him when it first became known that he was wanting to transfer. Syracuse was looking into him, and he played 10 games. Well, he played quarterback in 10 games. I think he started four of them. Threw for 1,170 yards. You mentioned the six rushing touchdowns for 587 yards, eight passing TDs, but he also had five interceptions. But he is
a true freshman.
Yeah, I know. I mean, he's a dual threat guy and someone that can create, you know, with his feet. Yeah. So anyway, and which is would STEM, be, that which kind would of be works nice
in this system, right?
Yeah, so, exactly.
Again, we got a guy that came in. When he was ranked, he was a 4-star. A lot of good teams were going after him. I think he was rated 7th best dual threat quarterback or something. So that's a good get for us. Even if he doesn't end up starting, he's going to give DeVito a run for his money, right? Yeah, there's going to be a quarterback competition for sure.
Competition breeds success. That's kind of what we've been missing and past 2 years, really, honestly.
Well, in that position, yeah.
Yeah, in that position, sure. And so, you know, it's going to be nice to see. You know, you got Justin Lampson's coming in and all that. So we're going to have a little bit of
still got Morgan and Markowitz, so, yeah.
Yeah. So, anyway, all right, let's hear what Coach had to say after the win against Buffalo.
You know, they have a really, really good team. They didn't have their two big guys early. You know, Mabala didn't play early at 27 tonight. They had a really, really good team. We had to, you know, try to get more action, more activity. I've been trying to get Allen to get to the offensive boards, and he made two or three huge plays on the offensive glass when we needed him. There were a lot of plays. I mean, Quincy's three was big. We had the lead at the end, and we didn't get up on the three-point shooter. But, you know, to their credit, they made it. And then Allen's block is one of the best plays I've ever seen in here. That was an incredible play. Saved the game.
When you say that Joe didn't have it tonight, is there something to the idea of starting him, you know, seeing if his shot is falling? And
no.
With Kadari, if you have to?
No.
About mischaracterizing that?
Completely.
Can you elaborate on how you view that position right now?
Well, what did Joe have the last game?
I think 17.
21? Yeah.
21 points.
Yeah, I think so. Are you going to change because of one game?
No, I'm not. I'm just.
Well, let me explain this to you. We've got three guards, and we're going to use all three. All right?
Got it.
Got it? It's good to have three guards. I would have gone back with Joe, but Buddy got going, and then Kadari was going. So, you know, you go with the players that are playing the best. That doesn't mean anything. That just means those guys are playing the best. It's painfully obvious that we need a little physical presence inside. Mabala's a good player, but he's averaging 8 points a game. He had 27. A lot of Jonathan's points were in the lane. So I think it's important that, you know, we get through this next game and hope that Barama can come back. We're hoping the end of the month. We don't know, but we do need some more physicality there.
The coach montage brought to us by a title sponsor here for Cuse Militia and Armchair Media. That is Bet Online. You may not be able to get to a game this year, but you can still get in on all the action at Bet Online. Bet Online is going the extra mile to make sure you can get in on everything imaginable this season, from game spreads and totals to team, player, and coaching props. Bet Online gives you more options to wager than any other place online. Head to Bet Online today. Use the promo code Armchair to take advantage of all of the great sign up bonuses. Bet Online, your online sportsbook experts. Thank you, Bet Online. All right, everything's in full swing over there. Head over there, check out the props, sign up and check it out. It costs nothing to do that. So, thank you, BetOnline. All right. So, Joe, the good, the bad, the ugly. The good, obviously, the play of the game. You heard Coach talk about it, Griffin with the block from behind, saving the game, obviously, allowing this game to end at 87-87 in regulation, heading to overtime. Griffin, great bounce-back game for him. He had an awful game against Northeastern, as we know, and he just came out and did everything that Coach criticized him for. It seemed like you know, you and I talk, you mentioned he took some bad shots. Right. Yes, but he was crashing the boards and doing the things he needed to do. With another double-double, 8 for 14 from the field, 24 points and 10 rebounds. Guerrier, I mean, what can you say? 27 points, 11 rebounds. Kadari Richmond, he also played part in turning the tide for the Orange after being down by 16. 13 points, 8 rebounds, 5 assists, 1 steal, and 3 blocks. Syracuse went into halftime minus 4 on the boards, and they end up at the end of the game plus 3. So that's good. 46-43. The bad, obviously, there's not a whole lot you can take away or you can do about this. You can only manage it to a certain extent, stop the bleeding. But the physical bigs are going to have a field day down low until Sidibe becomes back. And even when he comes back, really you need him in full game rhythm. Joe Girard was just flat, just not able to do anything, going 1-for-6 from the floor, 0-for-3 from distance. And how many points do you have? 2? 2 points in 16 minutes. Syracuse also bad. Syracuse was 0-for-7 from 3 at the half. That's bad. The ugly, I'm just going to put these three-point shooting in the ugly because I know we can do better. It's 2 games in a row where we just absolutely struggled from behind the arc. 3-for-19, 15.8% against Buffalo. 5-for-37, 13.5% in the last 2 games. So just not great.
Yep.
But, Joe, we scraped one out. It was a great game. I think that we saw some resilience and we overcome some adversity, and I don't think Buffalo is a slouch either. So, a decent team, but we're going to struggle down low. That's obviously going to be our Achilles heel until Sidibe comes back, and it's going to look something like this until we get it fixed.
Yeah. Well, this year is going to be weird just because you don't, even when I was speaking in the preview about Buffalo, they have so many guys that, like what Coach alluded to in his presser, like that just haven't played, whether it was injury or whether it was COVID quarantine stuff. But so many teams just have canceled games, canceled practices, people's staffs out, like coaches are out, players are out. So every team is going to be a little different. It's going to be hard to decipher, but yeah, this is really 2 games in a row now where we really just dug deep and had to do what we had to do to get the W. Last year and even years in the past, I think we've, especially last year, relied way too much on three-pointers. And I think that's just what teams are doing now. Oh, they see Joe Girard, Buddy Boeheim, Alan Griffin out there. Okay, we're going to play him for the. We're going to stop him from the three, force them to score in different ways. In which last year, it looked like they struggled, other than Elijah, to be able to score in other ways other than the three-point shot. So this is 2 games now in a row where we shot poorly from the three-point line, and we just stopped forcing it, stopped doing it, and took what they gave us and went to the line 42 times to get 32 points and did what we had to do to, again, scrape and claw and get back into the game. This year we have a couple of different situations that we didn't last year. I mean, we have a guy like Kadari Richmond that can come in and spell either Girard or Boeheim if they're not really playing that well. And Quincy Guerrier, he looks healthy. He looks healed from whatever was going on. He's hitting threes. He just looks unstoppable out there. And, Dolzai is still doing his thing. So can't wait till Sidibe comes back to get that anchor back and kind of help a little bit more with the depth. But I'm liking what I'm seeing. And even though they're close games against teams that you traditionally wouldn't think would give us good games, minus Buffalo because they have been good, we've scraped out the wins. And again, like you said, it's just resilience and the W's a W.
Yeah, Syracuse, 59% from 2. It was excellent. You mentioned getting to the line, 32 of 42, scoring those points there. And when you're not hitting three, all you got to do is look at the KenPom's box score breaks it down a little tiny bit differently, but he gives you the percentages from 2 and 3 and doesn't put them together. But if you look at Quincy's stats, 9 for 12 from the line, feeding Quincy down low. I mean, he's an animal down there. He's getting to the line. He's a decent free throw shooter, and that's got to be your strategy. I mean, honestly, if shots aren't dropping, there's – and Buddy, too. Dude, Buddy, he did good inside there, too, 8 for 19.
Yeah.
So, you know, he didn't just hook up the three ball all day. He went 0-for-5 and then just decided, you know what, this isn't working. And some of those little mid-range jumpers and things like that were falling for them, and that's where they were getting paid. So, you know.
Well, that's, again, we've talked about it, is that's what's good about having different people and you have different various ways of scoring. If Mark has got a mismatch, which he did in certain instances, then he's going to be able to score in the ways that he scores. And Quincy was killing it down low and then, you know, went outside and hit a couple threes. Buddy, same thing. You know, usually everyone thinks a three-point shot, you know, mid-range, you know, just pull-up jump shot. But he realized that Buffalo was playing three guards and he had a little bit of a height advantage, so he drove his guy down into the middle of the lane and just did a little fadeaway jumper and hit a bunch of those. So we did what we had to do. And again, you can see Alan Griffin, even when he doesn't hit his shots, just him hustling. I think obviously Boeheim, whatever he did, he lit a fire up. You know, I know he didn't shoot well in the first half and looked like he kind of forced up a couple shots, try to get something going, but just his hustle alone, you saw the tip-ins and started getting fired up. The other team started chirping, so it got him a little bit more fired up, him and Kadari. So Alan Griffin, you know, you don't have to hit jumpers. It's a perfect example of what you can do when you just try. And you just put in the effort, even when you're not shooting great. You go up there and you get little tip-ins and a bunch of rebounds, and that block at the end was ridiculous.
Block was ridiculous. He had a put-back dunk that was ridiculous. I mean, yep. He does all those little things down there, which goes to explain Coach's frustration in the last game when he was just posting up looking for, you know, a three-point shot, and that's why he got yanked.
Well, that's what he said in the press release. Yeah, like, you're too good of a player to play like this.
Yeah.
Go out there, and that just proves, this past game just proves what he can bring to the table, even if he's not hitting his jumper.
Yeah.
And then you saw he got confident, and then in overtime, or was it overtime, he hit a three?
He hit a three in overtime, I believe so.
Yeah.
Yep.
I know he hit a three, so
either
way.
He hit one, and Quincy hit two. Yeah, still really bad from three, and you know, if Buddy's going 0-for-5, that's when, I mean, I don't know, you know, a shooter's going to know when to stop, I guess, right? You got to leave it up to him. But when Joe's out there and he's not scoring, he's not really doing some of those little things, though, unfortunately, that really can make a difference sometimes. So for Joe's role, dude, you've explained it the best that I've heard, and even I am not even really seen too many people writing about it. Is that he's just a second? He's the shooting guard. Okay, he needs to be facilitated to. He needs to play that role. I mean, he's not going to be the guy all the time. And he had six steals last game. I think you can contribute some of that to Northeastern's sloppy passing. But you know, he was active in there. But if he's not going to be active in there, he was also scoring points though. So yeah. You know what I'm saying?
But that's what Boeheim's argument was. You know, in the little montage that you said where he was getting angry, it's like, we got three guards that can play, and that's kind of what happens on a basketball team where you have certain depth and you got options, and some players, you know, we know what Joe can do good. We know what Kadari can do good. When Joe was doing what he was doing against Northeastern, we didn't need Kadari to come in, but he came in for Buddy because Buddy was not having really a good game, right? So, or Allen.
And when Joe was playing good, Allen sat, switched Buddy over to the wing, keep Kadari and Joe at the top, and that worked out good too. You know, you can have all three of them in there. So
So Kadari doesn't have to start. Joe's had a year of experience, and he's probably still going to start Joe. But does that mean that Joe's not going to get yanked in the first 5 minutes if he's not doing his thing or whatever? I mean, that's just what's going to happen. He's going to play the best guy. And just like any other sport, it's all about matchups. Certain teams match up better with other teams, and some players just naturally have a good matchup against a good team versus another player that doesn't. So, I mean, it's the same thing in every other sport. So there's going to be days where Joe does what he does, like against Northeastern. And then there's going to be days like this. And then it's, you know, thank goodness we have somebody like Kadari to come off the bench and, you know, still be able to, you know, come in and fill the gap,
flatten the curve, so to speak. Yeah.
Right.
Okay. All right. It's time to hear from you.
It's time to hear from you, the loud mouths from the Loud House.
All right, you know what to do at the end of every game. We'll ask for your thoughts on the game. You leave them. Sometimes we choose them at random. Sometimes we read them. Bring them on here. Talk about them. Looking for the best of the best. Okay? See what we can get. All right? Right, Joe?
Yeah, we'll try. Yeah.
At FreeBeers77, I chose this strictly for the name. I don't even know what he says. He says, though, I don't really care who starts each game, but Richmond should absolutely get 70% of the minutes at the point. Let Joe get comfortable again as the shooter in the two spot. Well, there you go. He just does not seem to like one of those. He just does not seem like one of those guards who can make that leap from two to one. Well, we kind of just covered this. Had I known we were going to, I wouldn't have really brought it up. But, yeah, I mean, that's his role. That's what he did in high school, too. You know, really, he was a scorer. He scored. Yeah. He was a men amongst boys there, though. It was a totally different ball game. And, yeah. You know, this is, you know, I don't think it's the speed of the game, but I do think it's just you're playing against more athletic guys. I mean, I think it's size, and also I think a lot of it is confidence at this point. So it seems to be, you know, and as we go on, you know, we'll see how Joe develops, and I'm not really that worried about it. At Q's Waterboy, I believe Sean's Raiders said it best. Just win, baby. That's right. That was the late.
I knew you were going to pick that one.
The late, great Al Davis. Yes. Why wouldn't I? They're not. The Raiders aren't winning. Someone's got to. Jeez. Here we go. At Tony Staffieri on Twitter. Buy, sell, or hold, Joe. I like this.
Oh, boy.
I like this. Boeheim won't think twice about going back to JG3 at the point against Notre Dame despite Richmond's great 20 minutes in the comeback. Imagine Griffin's block. This is separate. Imagine Griffin's block with 20,000 people in the dome. Oh, my gosh. That whole game, there was so much. There was so much for those fans to go nuts about in that game.
That would have been a great game.
During the comeback. I mean, you know, we'll never know what kind of impact fans would have had in that game when they started to mount that comeback, which sucks. But you got to imagine it happens quicker. The press, I think, works better when there's fans there and you start to mount a comeback. I mean, there's so many factors the fans can play into during a game like that. When you're down 16, you start to come back. It sucks. Let's do this. How many people are allowed in Home Depot on the weekend? I don't know. How many? Maybe 500? I don't know. It seems like 1,000.
Not at one time. They 200? Do a maximum capacity at this point.
But let's take that number, or the big box stores. Let's take that number and have the dome, you know, be filled with a few hundred. I mean, it sucks. I can't wait for fans to get back there, and that would be huge. All right, buy, sell, or hold, Joe. Boeheim.
No, the worst part about that, sorry, just to, before you get in there, is that I imagine that there's got to be a certain capacity of people that show up for it to make it even really worth the dome opening up, right? I mean,
well, I hear the argument that, well, you know, we don't want people in there drinking and, you know, this and that. Okay, don't serve alcohol.
Okay. Right.
All right. Wear your mask. Put your face diaper on. Go social distance up in the stands. I mean,
I don't know.
buy, sell, or hold, Joe.
I'm buying.
But you're buying, I'm buying.
Like I said, I just.
Joe starts,
see,
right?
Yeah, he's going to start. But again, Kadari is ready to go, you know?
Yeah, he's ready to go, and he can come in
anytime.
He's
warm in the bullpen.
That's
at
right.
Any moment.
All the time. At ZW Rodburn, scoring 107 points, shooting under 16% from deep is extremely encouraging. Love to see that mid-range and driving style they developed. Press changed the pace of the game and got everyone energized. Kadari, Quincy, and Mar continue to impress. Encouraging start. So, yeah, like we were saying, they shot 16% or less than 6. Was it 15.8 or something like that from three? But which
Who's
is awful. Yeah, I know. Which is awful, but they did shoot. Like I said, they shot 59% from two, which is really good. Right. 33 for 56 inside there. And I know at one point, Buffalo was like 50-something points in the paint against us. So, you know, if you can...
Yeah, rebounding was close.
Yeah, it was. We were plus three at the end of the day there, but we were negative.
But there was really... I think turnovers was good. When Buffalo really came out, and first mounted that lead, they weren't turning the ball over. They ended up with 17, and we only ended up with 9 single digits, and we played in overtime. So that's pretty good. That's an improvement. And we had 10 blocks to their 1, 8 steals to their 5. So all those other things. Kadari, man.
I know. To Zach's point, though, being able to score inside when you're not hitting three-pointers is another thing that we really didn't have a whole lot of last year. Mm-hmm. And the way Kadari can get in there, and he makes, like Coach said, he makes good decisions in there, and he facilitates.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Tate's in there, and he got, that's how Guerrier got one of his threes, I believe, or was it Allen? Did he kick it back out to Allen? I can't remember, but he had an assist on one of those.
Well, and that's where, again, I mean, he's a taller guy, but that's where you get that kind of stuff. Again, you can have these, there's these shorter quarterbacks, right, that are good in the league, but there's a lot of short quarterbacks that were good but weren't really successful because they can't see over their line, right? So right. A lot of times you get somebody where, I mean, in a situation where Joe is a lot of times playing against, you know, he's got a guy guarding him that's bigger than him.
You can't see.
Sometimes it's not easy. I mean, Kadari can literally pass over his guys almost every single time, right? Or you're bringing a small forward or a shooting guard over to guard him instead of a point guard. And then there's some type of, I mean, think about the mismatch that you make, that you create when you have the smallest guy in your court is 6'5", and it's not even the point guard. It's Buddy Boeheim.
Yeah, I know, right.
So you got Buddy, a 6'5 shooting guard, shooting over his guys. You have Kadari Richmond, who could easily see and pass, you know, and that's the thing. He can see, you know, where Quincy's open or where Marek's open and be able to get them the ball because of his height. So that's just something that we haven't seen. And again, they saw it yet, or they said it yesterday. We haven't seen that since Michael Carter Williams. So,
yeah, Excellent stuff from Kadari for sure on that front. So we will get do the rest of fan feedback here shortly. But first, we got to hear from Bat Online again. As you know, getting to a game this year is going to be difficult. But you want to make it exciting, you can still do all of the wonderful things online. Go to Bet Online. They're going to go the extra mile to make sure you can get in on everything imaginable this season, from game spreads and totals to team, player, and coach and props. Bet Online gives you more options to wager than any other place online. Head over there today. Bet Online. Use the promo code ARMCHAIR to take advantage of all of the great sign-up bonuses. Bet Online, your online sportsbook experts. And fan feedback also brought to you by Manscaped. All right. If you've let yourself go in 2020 while in quarantine, Manscaped is here for you to reboot and stay clean and shave for 2021. Get groomed up. Manscaped is here to give you a fresh start in 2021 with their Perfect Package 3.0 that has all of the right tools for the job. Come out of quarantine with clean boys. Thanks to the Lawnmower 3.0, the waterproof and skin-safe trimmer will reduce nicks on your boys. The third-generation trimmer even has a light to give you the glow you need in 2021. And 2020 was awful, so make sure everything below the belt is refreshed and ready for new beginnings in 2021. Make this your New Year's resolution. Manscaped, they even threw in their shed travel bag to keep all of your goodies stored comfortably. Speaking of comfort, the Manscaped anti-chafing boxer briefs are also included in our hands down the best underwear you will ever put around your junk. Get 20% off and free shipping with the promo code armchair at manscaped.com. That's 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com. Use the promo code armchair. What are you waiting for? Get over there, manscaped.com. Promo code armchair. Thank you, Manscaped. All right. Part of me just wants to play this out. All right, let's get back to fan feedback. At K Nabiwaniak, just like the second game last season where JB switched from Jalen to Joe, I think today was the turning point from Joe to Kadari, and that will work for both players. JG3 can still contribute with shooting and hustle plays on defense, but it's Richmond's time to take over point guard. Joe, we kind of just talked about it a little bit. Basically, we already gave our thoughts, actually. So, but, yep. I mean, just to elaborate, it's not going to happen. You know, especially when coach gets confronted with that in a presser and he says it's not going to happen, I promise you Notre Dame's starting lineup is going to include Joe Girard. And you
Notre
know
Dame? Against Notre Dame, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Isn't that what I said? Well, yeah. Yeah, you know what I meant.
Sure.
Okay? Don't split hairs with me, Joe. Okay?
I ain't got none to split.
Not on your head, you don't. You get that neckline cleaned up, though.
Oh, God. Here we go with the neckline again.
But, yeah, I think, like we said, I think there's, you know, this is going to get beat until Joe kind of gets into a rhythm. Yeah. And he's just going to struggle sometimes. And it is what it is. It doesn't mean he loses his starting job. I think Kadari, and here's the other thing, too, that we talked about with football and well, with football, when you just pull someone and change around the starting lineup, like what's that do in the locker room? You know what I mean? I mean, maybe right. It's not the same for basketball, but it's got to have some. I mean, it's got to have some kind of effect, right?
Well, I mean, there's some teams in basketball with depending on who they're playing against. If you're playing against a smaller team, some teams will go four guards and just start a forward, and they'll change it up, right? But we usually start the same people, and you know, last year we only had so many people that could play. So, you know, we talked about it last year, I think ad nauseum, where it was like, if someone plays bad defense, like who are you going to put in? Right. I mean, we have these other guys that can't score and we needed those guys to stay in just to get points. This year it's a little bit different. And I think with Kadari emerging as the player that he is, I still don't think he's going to start at this point, but it really gives coach a chance to incentivize defense for Buddy and for Joe and not really even make it about offense, you know, just go out there and be like, look, if you guys don't play defense from the beginning, I'm bringing in Kadari.
Yeah. Because
he knows that Joe and Buddy, they can shoot and they're going to be on or they're going to be off. But then he also knows that when you bring in Kadari, Kadari is makes it easier for us to score 2-point buckets and for people to score in different ways. So,
yeah,
we have different ways of playing our offense, and depending on the matchup and depending on how our starters start off playing defense, it's going to depend on who gets the minutes. You know, that's just what it is.
Yeah, Jesse, top fan on Facebook. Wow, new top fan status. There we go. Fun game to watch. Quincy and Kadari did a great job getting into the lane. I'm finally happy with Kadari's playing time. It's good to have a true point guard who can do things when their shot isn't falling. Griffin has proven himself. Question, why will Sidibe start? How many minutes will he play?
It probably is just alluding to now that Sidibe's been out, all these other players have been able to come up and, you know, because we were talking about who's going to start between, you know, Griffin and Guerrier when Sidibe was coming in, right? And now, because of how good they both have played, who are you not going to start?
Well, he goes on to
once
say,
once Sidibe comes back.
Right. Well, he goes on to say, Mark is great offensively at the five. I know he gets knocked around a lot, but so did Sidibe last year. You know, I mean, I just think Sidibe's more solid down there. I do personally. Plus, with just imagine with Sidibe and Mark in. I mean, that's why I would. Right? I mean, that's
yeah. Huge. I mean, again, the depth brings options. That's where you can be able to change. If we're playing a smaller team that doesn't have bangers down low, then, you know, Doljai could play. He could start the center, and Sidibe can come off the bench. You know, give him a little bit of burn and stuff like that. I mean, Sidibe's gonna, his emergence of coming back and being healthy is just gonna give our guys a little bit more rest, so they don't have to play 40 minutes, 38 minutes. You know, whether who starts or this or that, I think that's. I mean, Sidibe, he hurt his knee, so even when he comes back, he's not gonna be in game shape. He's not gonna be ready to go out there and start run all those minutes anyway, right? So he might come back, and because of how everyone else has emerged, then he's probably not gonna start, and he's probably gonna get eased in. And then if it gets to a point where we're playing against big teams, then that might be that early sub, right? But I think right now you're seeing, you know, a starting five that Boeheim is comfortable with, and he has a bench player in Kadari that can come in and take over for the guards. And I think he just needs that one bench player for that bottom line, and that's Sidibe once he comes back. So.
Yeah, and I mean, that's why I keep saying, because we don't know how the recovery is going to be when he does come back, and that's why I've always, like, kind of caveated the game ready or, you know, because we don't know what it's going to be like. Right, you know, exactly.
If he broke his arm, I wouldn't expect him to be that out of cardio shape. You
right,
know?
Exactly. But you're nursing a knee.
It's his knee,
right.
So.
And we were talking, and we just speculated that, back to what Coach says in pressers, but... He said it, so I'm going to mention it. We speculated that he'd possibly be back for North Carolina, okay, just counting out the time. But the way Coach was talking was that he could be back for Wake Forest December 29th. So I don't know. We'll see. But anyway, let's, you know, take it for what it's worth. That's what I got out of it. Steven on Facebook, top fan. Steven, good job. All right. This is a new one, too, I believe. Okay, seriously, Griffin had an excellent comeback game. Absolutely. Kadari again showed his value, but this game again displays what seems to be a recruiting failure for SU in not being able to or wanting to bring in more experience and ready to play players at the five spot instead of projects, quote unquote. No offense to Frank, John, or Jesse. Well, we know Frank, John, and Jesse are obviously weren't ready to be put into that game. Obviously. So I don't the center recruiting has been a tough go. I don't think it's because they're not wanting to. It's just been tough.
Yeah.
And we're just dealing with what we got, right, Joe? It's not like we didn't have any targets. I mean, I remember old boy there that Hopkins recruited
that Stewart.
Yeah. So I mean, it's not like we haven't been trying to get to him. It's just that we haven't gotten him. So
yeah.
I mean, you know, it is what it is. Josh, the zone is so far from what it used to be. Ball gets to the point way too easily off the dribble drive, etc. Teams these days have too many shooters who can make shots from 25 plus feet. Zone is too vulnerable, and they certainly don't recruit the athletes to play man. The game has change so much in the last 5 to 10 years. Once these guys get their...
It sounds like last week's.
Yeah, I know. Once these guys get their you know, sea legs out from underneath them, they're going to be better. And we're, like, we don't even know what it looks like with Sidibe in there yet. We don't know what it looks like with the common... How many different common... You could go Sidibe, Marek, Buddy, or Allen, Buddy, Richmond, and Joe. I mean, there's so many different combinations. We don't know what they look like yet. So,
right.
I mean, you can get some seriously good zone defense going if you get, you know, some of those bigger players in there. Mark, obviously, and has been doing all the things that Mark does all the time, which is awesome. Jake on Facebook.
Including following.
Yeah, but I mean, you kind of take the good with the bad, right? I mean, that's what's going to be nice, too, to have Sidibe come in. You know, if you just, you can, Mark gets three. I mean, I was counting. He was at 3, 4. I'm like, oh, my gosh. It was, you know, it was nerve-wracking. It was coming down towards the end of the game. I think he was at 4 in overtime, going into overtime.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah.
And I thought he fouled out.
Yeah, it was close.
Yeah.
So, Jake on Facebook, a crowd would have helped. Absolutely. Do we practice in the dome? Teams come into this building and shoot lights out. Our guys, Brick City. I don't get it. I think they practice in the Mello Center, right? They don't practice in the dome. They warm up in the dome, but they don't practice there. They practice in the Mello Center.
I have no idea.
I'm pretty sure that's where they practice. But, you know, the dome, they always said, you know, it's so tough to, because it's like cavernous. It's so vast that, you know, teams that come in aren't used to it, and it used to be a distraction. But I guess those days are over because... you know, the past couple of years, people have really haven't had any issues with it. So, anyway. Dan, Buffalo, like some other teams we've played, are way better than casual fans think. So, he's right. And you look at Rutgers, they just beat Illinois. They beat Maryland. I mean, they're undefeated right now. And then you look at Bryant... And they're only losses to us. No, us and someone else, I think. They played one of those doubleheader deals, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
And they lost one of those. But that's tough going back-to-back games to the same team and pulling them out twice.
Right.
And they've done a couple of those. But Rutgers, like, I mean, they're good.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good Rutgers
team. And
it's
so you don't know who's good at this point in the season. That's the problem.
Yeah, I know.
And we've seen mid-major teams... do good in the tournament, Buffalo being one of them.
Right.
I know that they were a 12 seed a couple years ago, so.
Yep. So, anyway, a great win against Buffalo. I think, you know, I think a lot of us were probably going, you know what, this is over.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just save face here. And, you know, Kadari Richmond played a huge role in that. He's just a stud. The dude's a stud. He's a defensive stud. He's an offensive stud. He's awesome. So, yeah, turn the tide for that. So, all right, Joe. Notre Dame's going to come into the Dome at 7 o'clock, December 22nd, Tuesday. The all-time series sits at 30-22 in favor of the Orange. We all remember the two contests last year with Notre Dame. Each of these teams got wins on the road. An 88-87 loss in early January for Syracuse, despite Buddy Boeheim scoring 23 points, Gerard with 20 points, and Dolezal with 10 rebounds. And then 2.5 weeks later, an 84-82 win, Hughes with 26 points, a familiar name in Prentice Hub. He leads the Fighting Irish in points per game with 16. So, Joe, two contentious games last year. Gibbs is gone. And that leaves Hub to pick up the slack, man. So, you know, they just got dropped by, what are they? They got dropped by Duke pretty handily.
Purdue.
Yep. And so they're going to come in.
They've played some tough teams.
They've played some tough teams. They have. And they're going to come into this game wanting to win. So.
No, of course. Who doesn't?
We mentioned Prentice Hub. And obviously, there's a couple other names there. I think the forward there, big guy. But who are some of the new guys coming through?
Well, again, going through, they're 2-4, and they've lost to Michigan State, Ohio State, Duke, and Purdue. So they've played some good teams, and their two wins are against Detroit and against Kentucky. So, and I know Kentucky's 1-5, so that's whatever. But you look at the teams that they've played, and those are pretty big time teams. And they even had a game against Tennessee that got canceled. Tennessee's ranked 13th. But Notre Dame, there's a lot of familiar names, actually. Looking through a majority of their the games, their starters have been their two forwards there, Nate Lazuski and Juwan Durham. Nate Lazuski's 6'10", can hit threes if he's open. He's hit a couple baseline threes against us in the past. And Juwan Durham, 6'11", guy. He gives us fits, but he has had foul trouble against the zone. So, and this is just history. You look at their Prentice Hub you talked about. Cormac Ryan, 6'5", guard that can shoot threes as well. And Dane Goodwin, a 6'6", guard. All of them are juniors, and Juwan Durham is a senior. So they have that experience. But a lot of those guys are playing well into the 30 minutes. They just recently, the past two games, have had a little bit of an emergence with a 6'5", junior transfer from Santa Clara, Trey Wirtz. In two games played, he's averaging 25 minutes and 18 points a game. So he started last game in place of Juwan Durham because I guess it was a size and a matchup situation. But, yeah, we're looking at a team that's not going to go that deep, but they do have talent and experienced talent. A lot of these guys can hit threes. Prentice Hub, we've seen before, and Cormac Ryan, Dane Goodwin, and even Trey Wirtz is 6'11 in the two games that he's played. So got a little bit of height, and they got those guards. If they get in foul trouble, Nikola Jogo might come in. He's a 6'8 guard, but for the most part, I think we know what we're going to see. We're going to see a gritty team who, like you said, is going to want to come in and beat us because of the games that we had last year with Prentice Hub and with Joe and with all that. So
yeah, handing the ball off.
Yeah, and they played against a lot of good teams, which, I mean, you know, I said that about Boston College, too, and look what happened. But, yeah, these guys are going to play tough. The only thing I'd say is this is realistically, I mean, I would probably start out the way that we ended. We going for twos, getting these guys in foul trouble. I think that we're overall taller than them. I think we're a little deeper than them. And if we can get certain guys in foul trouble, especially some of the bigger guys, then
that was huge against Buffalo, getting them ball on, fouled out of the game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, I mean, it's that, and then it's going to be that, and it's going to be basically, you know, I think the 3-point shots. There are going to be some guys that we're going to have to worry about, you know. That's kind of what I mean, they got four guys that have made 11-plus three-pointers.
I was going to say, I don't know how many they're shooting, but
Or 10-plus three-pointers, sorry.
I don't know how many they're making, Joe, but Trey Wirtz, 54%. Prentice is shooting 37%. Lazuski, yeah. I imagine he probably hasn't thrown on many, but he's hitting 52%. And, you know, I mean, so they can hit him. Like I said, I don't know how many they're chucking up, but at this point, with six games under your belt, it's got to be a few. And they're not doing terrible. So,
no, I'm 151 in six games.
Okay, well, as a team, they're shooting 41%.
Yeah.
So it's pretty good.
Yeah, that's good.
Okay.
So, I mean, again, it's going to be our defense. It's going to be our defense, and if we can't settle for jumpers against this team. They play tough defense as well. So, should be a classic. Good old classic.
I mean, the two games last year were two of the best games all year besides us smoking UNC the last game of the season, which was the best game. But those were two really good games. The one-point loss, oh, my gosh, it was right there, too. And then the two-point win, which was just an amazing game when you had the jawing back and forth between Joe and Hub. And it's going to be – unless you're looking at an old Big East rival, I mean, you know, they joined the ACC together, and it's just contentious all the time.
I mean, they got five guys that average double-digit scoring, and you got Prentice Hub, Dane Goodwin, and Cormac Ryan. They're three guards. They're averaging 37 minutes a game.
Yeah.
So, and Nate Lazuski is averaging 34 minutes a game. So that kind of just tells you where they're at as far as their rotation and the people the people that are available for them. So again, not deep, but they definitely have experience and they definitely have talent. So again, it's ought to be interesting. I just hope that we get some momentum from this last game, man.
Well, I hope we get some momentum from this last game, but I really hope that they focus on defense in realizing what to do on offense and when to do it. I feel like the formula we talked about, what we saw during Buffalo, just worked. And this is one that you just got to kind of survive. And
yeah,
you know what I mean?
And yeah, and again, too, this is another one where it's just kind of a, you look at all the fan feedback and we've seen what's going on and we remember the games from last year. I mean, you remember a couple of times Prentice Hub and Joe coming back, going back and forth,
back and forth
threes on
threes.
Each other, right? I mean, yeah. And this year, Joe's got to be careful because if he gets in that game and he starts hucking stuff up and makes it a game like that, like, or a, oh, I'm going to one up this guy. Like, Bayham yeah. doesn't play that stuff. No, that's a great, great way to get seated for Kadari.
Yeah. It's not a talent contest. So
yeah, we don't need all that. No. I mean, yeah, it's entertaining.
It was entertaining if you make them.
Right.
You know?
Right. But yeah, but still, I mean, that kind of takes away from the whole team aspect of it.
Right.
And everything like that. So,
okay.
You got to keep everyone involved. You know, if you're a point guard, that's your job.
That's all for us. I want to thank all of you for tuning in. Thank you for the fan feedback and all that. We really appreciate it. Thank you to Bet Online. Thank you to Manscaped. For Joe, I'm Sean. We're out.
Peace.